Chapter 40.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
It had been a busy day between John's classes, training with Mace, and Council Padawan duties. Obi-Wan had been similarly busy, and they hadn't had a chance to do their usual midday spar. Usually, they both ate late meal together with their masters, but Plo and Obi-Wan had been doing something with Master Tyvaka. John was invited, as someone Master Tyvaka considered an honorary Grand Padawan, but he'd decided to give them some space. He'd enjoyed a quiet late meal with Mace and light conversation over his assignments. John's master had taken the time to rebraid his braid, claiming that it was getting unruly. The Force had been so calm and peaceful around them. John had opted to sit on a thick cushion in front of Mace. He'd carefully leaned back into his master's legs as he braided, letting the warmth seep into him both physically and through the Force. The entire time, Mace had sent warmth, pride, affection down their bond in a way that John no longer flinched from. He'd even dared to send some shy pleasure, warmth, fragile trust down himself. He'd been half asleep, but also strangely energized by the time his braid was secure. Mace had carefully pulled John to his feet and considered him. "You didn't get a chance to spar with Obi-Wan today, did you?" Mace asked, expression wry. John flushed. It was a little embarrassing that it was so obvious. "No, we were both busy." Mace nodded. "I believe Plo said they should be back shortly if you'd like to spar before bed. Right now, you look like you'd be up half the night, my Padawan," Mace said teasingly. John shrugged. It was true. "I'll send him a comm message to meet me there." Mace smiled and reached out to lightly tug on the braid he'd just redone. "Make sure not to stay out too late, and to keep your sabers at training strength, I know," John said, rolling his eyes. He turned to go, partially so that Mace couldn't see his lips twitching. "You only mention it every time." "You'll understand someday," Mace called after him, "when you have a reckless Padawan of your own." John snorted, as if. Though they spent most of their time in the public areas of the temple with their friends or masters, John and Obi-Wan still kept their Sal in good condition. They spent time here at least once or twice a week when the pressure of the rest of the temple was too much. Their masters trusted them enough for that now. The shadows here were also excellent for free-for-all sparring. Unlike before everything had come out, they didn't spend nights here, or more than a few hours at a time. John was happy that the rest of the temple no longer felt like something to be afraid of. John was happy in general most days. And he was no longer frightened of that fact, which his mind healer told him was an important step. While he would never forget his childhood with Dark Woman, it no longer ached like an open wound. He'd replaced all of those bad memories, all of those scars, with Mace rebraiding his hair, pulling a prank with Quinlan, sparring with Obi-Wan, laughing with Obi-Wan, falling asleep with Obi-Wan as a warm pressure along his side. John felt settled. John felt like a person. And he liked it. Obi-Wan sent him a confirmation on his comm.
"We'll be back in 10 minutes.
John stepped into their cell and turned his lightsaber to training mode. He ran through several katas, Shicho, then Neiman, then Ataru, and then Suresu. Knowing that he had extra time, John stepped through the motions of Makashi that he'd learned from Master Dooku. The older Jedi was calm and quiet in a way that John liked. He also clearly adored Obi-Wan, which was another important virtue in John's book. He'd included John in those lessons, so he knew enough to stretch out his muscles. It was a solid collection of forms, John thought. He'd like to add Vapod in there someday, when Mace thought he was ready. Obi-Wan was back in the temple, based on the increasing proximity of his mind. John sent him a brief flare of welcome. Although he'd only lightly reached out with the Force, it was enough. Before he'd even fully processed, he was spinning and switching his lightsaber to full strength. His gaze focused on a particularly dark set of shadows. Even though he couldn't see anything there, what, who, he'd felt, was unmistakable. John forced his hands not to tremble. Dark Woman stepped out of the shadows. "You should have noticed me sooner, Padawan," Dark Woman said. "Your situational awareness has clearly degraded in the temple." He couldn't breathe. She was here. In the temple, Dark Woman was standing in front of him, looking exactly like she had a year ago, before Master Mundi had found him. Her silvering hair was pulled back into a low ponytail. Her robes were a deep navy blue that melded neatly with the shadows. As always, her face was completely neutral, faintly disinterested even. She looked at him like she barely saw him, like he was something incidental. He'd never noticed before, the way it almost seemed like she looked through him at times. It was so different from how Mace's attention felt. Mace was a warm blanket, proud and kind and affectionate. Dark Woman was a frigid breeze, cutting through him and moving on. "You've made some progress in your katas, I suppose," Dark Woman continued, circling slowly around him. She moved in a spiral, coming ever closer. "Your Ataru is still weak, but you've mastered more advanced katas than I expected, Padawan. You'd never expressed much of an interest in Suresu or Makashi, but you've improved in those forms as well." He said nothing. His mind was utterly blank. He felt like he was floating above himself. He should reach out to Obi-Wan, to Mace and Plo and Deppa, for help. Dark Woman wasn't supposed to be here. She was trouble. He needed her gone, but he was paralyzed. "You've had sufficient time to notice the Coruscant Temple's hypocrisy as well," Dark Woman said. She stopped circling and stood behind his shoulder. Though he couldn't see her face, he could feel her, the hair on the back of his neck raising. "These Temple Jedi preach no attachments while clinging tight to each other and the Republic. Rather than follow the Force, they are leashed puppies. They are soft, Padawan." Dark Woman's hand came down to rest lightly on his nape. It sent a rush of half-remembered memory through him, the feeling of nails digging in and down, the feeling of being shaken like a misbehaving Tuka when he'd been so small that he'd barely reached Dark Woman's waist. He felt nothing. "I let Master Mundi take you for a reason, Padawan. You needed to learn, to see the corruption and the weakness here. Now you understand why I trained you as I did. Why we operate as we do on the Outer Rim. We are what Jedi are meant to be," Dark Woman said. The hand she had on his nape tightened. "Now that you've seen, it is time for us to return to our mission. I will finish your training. Though this interlude may have delayed your knighting in 2 years' time, it also taught you a valuable lesson, Padawan." The words took a long time to process. Dark Woman had come back for him. She intended to take him from the temple and finish his training. They would return to their life on the outskirts of the Outer Rim, nothing but a rumor to other Jedi. The terror, when it finally came, was all-consuming. He didn't want to leave. He liked it here, with the other Jedi, with Mace and Deppa and Plo and Obi-Wan, with Masters Saw and Dooku and Tyvaka, with Quinlan and Bant and Ciri and Garen and Nymi. This was his home. He didn't care if that made him attached, didn't care if he wasn't precisely the Jedi ideal that Dark Woman had taught him to be. He was happy. John stepped forward sharply, out of her grasp. John spun on his heel and met Dark Woman's gaze directly, like he hadn't dared to do in years. "No," John said. His voice didn't shake or tremble. He spoke firmly. Dark Woman's eyebrows raised. "Excuse me," she said, in the tone that meant correction, punishment, pain. "No," John repeated, louder. He straightened to his full, unimpressive height. "I said no. I'm not your Padawan anymore, Anya Kuro." John spat out her name like it was something foul. Her expression transformed immediately into something furious, dangerous. John felt a thrill of accomplishment at winning such a reaction, vibrant underneath his fear. "My name is John, John Antilles. I have a name now, and a family." Dark Woman opened her mouth to interrupt, and John spoke over her. The words flowed so easily. I like it here in the temple. I like my new master. I'm not going anywhere with you. Padawan, Dark Woman began. She unholstered her lightsaber. John was afraid for only a moment. He struck first. My name is John Antilles. She easily deflected his first overhand Ataru strike, rather than attempt to push back against her superior strength. As she moved into her first position, John stepped into a shadow and came out several feet behind her. Dark Woman was a Jedi Master, more experienced, and capable of esoteric force skills that she'd yet to pass on to John. His skills had grown in the temple, but he had no chance of facing her alone. But John was never alone anymore. He reached with the force toward the tethers that kept him grounded. Help, urgent danger. End of chapter 40.